To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.
Good morning. Morning, Nancy. Joan is here.
Good morning, Joan.
Hi. If I have a second, Doug, if you're on the line.
Yeah, I just got on. Now.
Google Stanley Tam, T-A-M. He is he may not be still alive. I was with him a couple of times. Extremely successful businessman that gave tremendous amounts of money, and he's written a couple of books. And if you can't find them, I could probably find them somewhere in my stuff and mail them to you.
I think I've heard of him before.
He's a wonderful man.
Oh, good morning, good morning. Wonderful,
okay,
you're a wonderful
you,
man. It is 7 a.m. in the Pacific region, and everyone else, have a good mornings as well. So here we are on our lifestyle or health style call. We have a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, or not. And so we choose on this call to become more mind and body fit by doing so, and to improve our health and our future health, and hopefully that of others by education. In our mastermind call about health, today we have Nancy Gilmer, and we welcome her as we welcome all of you to the call. So I am going to turn the time over to Nancy, and Nancy, I'll try to follow you with some slides.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. We're continuing with our thyroid. Today we're going to look at the estrogen dominance effect on our thyroid function. And estrogen dominance causes the liver to produce high levels of thyroid-binding globulin, which binds the thyroid hormone and decreases the amount of free available thyroid hormone, which can be assimilated into the cells. Estrogen dominance also causes a passive resistance at the cellular level for assimilation of thyroid hormone. How does this affect our thyroid? Yes, a deficiency of thyroid hormone can affect levels of sex hormones, causing menstrual abnormalities in women and a loss of libido in both sexes. Hypothyroidism can also impair fertility, and if it is present during pregnancy, can cause miscarriage, premature delivery, or stillbirth. We have numerous patients who have, after many years being unable to conceive, find success after hypothyroid treatment. Any questions at this point? And when they say estrogen dominance, as we age, the estrogen, well, first of all, as we age, the progesterone drops faster than the rate of the estrogen. So that, in effect, makes us estrogen dominant. It's not that we're actually taking that's the matter of that the two levels are not decreasing at the same rate. The progesterone.
So Nancy, what did you say? The after menopause, does the estrogen then drop, or it doesn't drop as fast as the testosterone? Is that what you said?
Actually, the from around the age of 40 or so, especially at 50, we start losing both of them, but we lose the progesterone much faster. So that causes this estrogen dominance.
So, and so that's how that estrogen, that's why the estrogen is dominant.
Mm-hmm. So when we reach menopause, we've already lost the production of our progesterone by around 98%, whereas we are still making estrogen through our fat cells, liver cells, and adrenal glands. So it will continually cause us to always have more estrogen because of those three areas that we're still producing it. And it may sound like it's not a big issue, but it's surprising what that progesterone, when they give you that, it just balances everything out, and it's the calming, they call it the calming hormone. It just has that calming effect, and because of the estrogen that does just, you know, it gives you a different type of effect. So, a lot of people who have different issues with, they even talk about the body aches and so forth. A lot of times that is because we're not much estrogen. And they're also talking about it being, there's a relationship between the hypothyroid and heart disease and how that's the heart. And they've got a reference here for Dr. Rhoda Barnes. He was initially kind of the first one to put all this together. I don't think he's... but he performed a study which showed a decreased heart attack of 95% in patients who received hypothyroid treatment. Utilizing that bioidentical hormone, you know, the natural thyroid. That I have on this, and that kind of sums up our thyroid function, but we should not be allowing the doctors to place us on the synthetic hormone, like progestin, but instead of progesterone, it's a progestin, P-R-O-G-E-S-T-I-N, because they've added a chemical so that they can patent it as a drug, and our body doesn't recognize that as being natural, so therefore it throws us into the PMS symptoms, and also on the estrogen, that's also a synthetic that they will give you. So you should always try to seek out doctors who do use the bioidentical, which that's a little hard to find, but there are a number of them usually in any city, or any large city, that is. But it's just harder to find. And a lot of doctors will say, oh, they're all the same, whether it's bioidentical or the synthetic. Statement, and they know that because if they're trying to keep a mother in their later stage of pregnancy, if they're trying to have the baby and they want to keep that, they give them the natural bioidentical progesterone. They give injections of that. Anytime the doctor says, oh, well, all hormones are alike, you can ask them that question. Well, could you give a progestin to a mother in their pregnancy? And they will say, oh, no, we can't do that. That would harm the baby. So they would say, well, they're not all alike then. So, and then with the affecting the heart, the bioidentical, the thyroid that is fork thymoid, or any of the desiccated thymoid, that works better for helping the heart to function properly, because when we're low on thyroid, that's causing our tissues to swell, and that's how it can help, I mean, that's how it can hinder the heart from being able to function properly. Any questions?
So when we hear some of the causes, the concerns, about taking the female hormones and some of the things that they have caused with people, are you talking about then the synthetic one, or are you talking that it's a good idea to take some progesterone?
As they always say, there is only one progesterone. The drug companies have taken that or somehow added a chemical to that to produce progestin, because there is no, they can't make money off of progesterone because that's a natural thing. They cannot patent it. So that's what they've done, is taken it and made it into a progestin. So therefore, when our body doesn't recognize it as something, it's being a part of our system, then it causes anything from headaches to, and like a lot of women will suffer with migraines, and it always comes around the same time of the month, and even though they'll ask the doctor, well, do you think it has anything to do with that? Oh, no, they'll say, they'll make up another excuse for why you're having migraines. So it really does. I mean, from the time when I got started on it, it's just a wonderful feeling when you've got that progesterone and the true estrogen in your system. And a lot of times they don't always have to take the estrogen. That can come from we can allow that just to be from our fat cells, liver cells, and adrenal glands. But back to when the body does not recognize it as being part of our system, then it stores it in our fat cells through the middle, our midsection. So that's why women beyond the age of like 50 or so forth, or even in their 40s, they store they start seeing the weight gain around the midsection.
No, go ahead. I wanted to let you finish your thought, and then.
Well, men can also take progesterone. My doctor gives it to men. Of course, you take it in smaller doses, but that helps with losing the midsection, the belly fat. It just causes the body to be able to go ahead and release that, the toxins and things that are stored in that midsection, the things that the body does not recognize, because it will store it in the fat cells around that area. And
okay.
And also, I'm going to just make this statement.
Yeah.
You can also take the progesterone over the counter. It's made from the wild yam. So you can, if you can find a real good quality of that, that can be bought in health food stores. That helps to a certain degree, but if you happen to need a little larger amount, then you have to go to the prescription item. Okay, Joan?
Yeah, I just want to, I don't think I completely understand this, and so I'm going to ask a question. Is the bioidentical form of progesterone found in desiccated thyroid? Is that what you're taking, desiccated thyroid, to get progesterone?
No, those are two entirely different things, but they work together. If we don't have enough progesterone in our system, we will not assimilate our thyroid properly. So that's just one more key to the whole system, is getting the right amount of progesterone.
Yeah, so step one is not enough thyroid, take some wild jam progesterone and see if that will help your cells absorb the thyroid that you do have enough of. You're just
right
resistant to absorbing it.
Right.
Ooh, this is complicated.
So, Chartens on the WebEx, is that a recommendation for the type of foods that people should be eating?
This is actually for estrogen and phytoestrogen, but I thought that was what Nancy talked about. I don't have one for the progesterone.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't know we were going to talk about that.
Thank you.
So that's my next question. Can we eat wild yams and be able to produce more? Thank you for asking that, Monty.
I don't know what amount we would have to eat in order to get that. I'm not sure how they put that product together. But these are all good things, like the flax and all of this, for the estrogen, the phytoestrogen. But I don't know if you could get if you could eat enough wild yams for that. If it is in a concentrated form when it comes in that product. But it does make a real big difference, and especially for that you can start using the progesterone for young, even teenagers, if they have menstrual cramps and all. That's what is taking place in their body. So if you give them a little bit of this, I know one friend gave it to her granddaughter, who would always end up in the nurse's office at the time of her period, and she couldn't take part in PE because of the cramping and all of that. And once they placed her on this little over-the-counter product of progesterone, all of that went away. It just levels everything out. And they also say don't wait until your menopause, until you have the menopause come into effect in order to start taking this. It just eases you into that transition if you get on this progesterone beforehand.
What will too much progesterone do?
You'd have to get an awful lot for it. What it can do, though, if you do happen to get way too much, it will convert into testosterone. But that wouldn't happen with just taking over the counter. You would have to really get everything out of balance and get way too much progesterone. And, of course, most of you already know this, but male and females have the same hormones. It is just in different levels. So men have progesterone in smaller quantities. We all have the same thing, but it's just that we need to tweak it during our, from anywhere from our 40s on up to get everything back into balance.
Wow, I got on here 4 minutes late and feel like I missed.
Oh, man, forget it.
Oh, yeah, you
bet. I hope it's being recorded. and then you can explain it to us.
Okay.
It is very complicated. So, Nancy, what do you recommend? Are you recommending wild yam is what we could take if we've I think what I heard relating to me, and maybe I'm wrong, is that if I don't have enough progesterone in my system, I've got belly fat, but I could take wild yam and maybe some would go away.
Yeah, well, I don't know about just eating the wild yam, but when you...
The product,
yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And the thinking, okay, the other element is, do you think you have a thyroid difficulty? Remember all that T4 and free T3 and all that complicated stuff? You know, well, if you think you have a thyroid problem, just take a little bit of wild yam and see if the reason you have a thyroid problem is that your cells are resistant to absorbing the good thyroid that you do have. It's not that you're not producing T4, T3, blah, blah, blah. It's that your cells are not opening their mouths and taking it in.
Oh, well, now that sounds better.
To a certain degree, that could be a part of it, but I think as we age like that, we just almost definitely have to have a little more thyroid just because of the aging process where we lose it. But there's a book entitled Hypothyroidism Type 2 by Dr. Mark Starr, S-T-A-R-R.
Just a second. Slow down. Mark Starr, and it's called S-T-A-R. Okay, hypo what?
Hypothyroidism Type 2. And he goes into detail about the thyroid. And well, and my doctor has a book out also, but this one, Dr. Starr covers all of the different aspects of why the thyroid is not functioning properly. And but the book from Dr. Hotze is Hormones, Happiness. They're only three words. Hormones, Happiness. You all can go ahead and talk while I look this up.
Probably health or...
hormones, health, and happiness. I think that's it. Thank you.
That's why this is called a mastermind group. Good job, Joan. I just don't understand this at all. I am on a very low dose of Armour Thyroid. And I guess what I heard today is that maybe I could try wild yam, the pills, or the supplements, and be able to even get myself off of that small dose of...
I don't know that it would work that much of a miracle, but
if your problem is resistance, that I take it that's what type 2 means, resistance, just like in diabetes, resistance to insulin, resistance to thyroids, you know, T3s or free whatevers. If your problem is you have resistance, then a little bit of wild yam would give you more bang for your buck out of your thyroid medication.
That's what I'm hearing, too.
Okay.
Yeah, it could, but, I mean, the fact that your body is, another reason is that your body is making, I think we covered that once before, let's see, the resistance, if that's what Dr. Hashimoto's.
Right.
But there, I think nothing else is going to take the place of actually getting that thyroid hormone into your body.
Yeah, well, I wasn't saying stop your thyroid stuff. I was saying if post...
No, I was.
Well, I'll find out.
Yeah. Okay.
But, now... The amount, I mean, they can, you can ask your doctor to increase it and just see how, what a difference it makes by increasing that on the thyroid, because you might need more of that. And a regular dose is like the 60 milligram, and that's 1 grain of Armour. So anything.
Yeah, I take 15. Yeah, 15 milligram is what I take.
Oh, that is goodness. Hardly any.
Yeah. Yes. Look, just take it until you get out there and mow the grass in February, and then you know you've had more than you need. I'm just being
Nancy, I have a question. When I was looking for foods for progesterone, I still got this list.
Isn't really? All this soy?
Well,
Would somebody quickly zip through that list? Because I don't see that.
I don't know if it's even the right list. I think I was looking up estrogen when I got this, and it gave me a phytoestrogen. So what's the difference between estrogen and phytoestrogen?
The word phyto means it comes from plant source. So you're getting your estrogen through there. That's why they say not to get too much soy in your diet.
Because this is the estrogen list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so while you guys were talking, I went out and managed to, and I was wondering what you guys are seeing while I was doing all this, because I went to get the list picture for progesterone, and this is a picture I came up with. I didn't find, when I asked for a list, I got the same phytoestrogen, and that was really confusing to me.
Okay. For those not on the web, they're showing fish, chicken, cheese, beef, eggs, and the green is probably.
Looks like peas or something.
Yes, it
is. I didn't find a list. No. I'll have to try to find one next week.
Mm-hmm.
I got beef, eggs. Then we got gerbil gobbler.
Fish, okay. Cheese,
yeah.
Milk, chicken, pinto beans, it looks like.
Okay.
And a green bowl of peas or something.
Soy, maybe? Soy?
Yeah, sort of. Could be the green soy.
Edamame or
something.
Edamame,
yeah. Something me. May. Mm. That's all.
And flax.
No, that was on the estrogen list.
Oh, I thought you got the same list, both ways. Okay, never mind.
Well, it was on the page. I didn't select it. I already had it, and it was for, and I had been looking for estrogen, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's the same. It was for phytoestrogen was where the flax was.
Okay. What about the synthetic, thyroid medication, Nancy, the Synthroid?
That is only a T4 product, so it's depending on your body to do the conversion from T4 into T3, and not everyone has that mechanism working right to be able to do that, so that's why it's easier to work with the armor, because it already has the T3 in it. It's not having to depend on your body to make the conversion.
Okay, I have a friend whose doctor will not let her have anything but Synthroid. That's why I asked.
Change doctors.
Well,
change doctors, she said.
And that
test for the free T3. Correct, Nancy?
Right. And that will show the doctor that. But then again, if they're still thinking that Synthroid's the way to go, and that's because there's money to be made with Synthroid, there's not with armor. Armor is cheap, and you don't have a lot of money to be made off of armor, because it cannot be patented. It's the product that comes from God. So. But that's why drug companies will push for Synthroid. And so it's very hard to find a doctor who uses armor. But, and what this doctor does, he will allow the patient to do their own, he says no one knows better than the patient on how they feel. so he, every 2 weeks, they are allowed to bump it up. He keeps changing the prescription until the patient says, yes, this is where I feel the best. And then, so they have more of a hands-on with the patient, whereas that is very rare. You don't usually find that with other doctors. But when that amount, here again, if you have, with the armor, you also need the right amount of, let's see.
Is that one that I have, Nancy?
Say it again, Ruth.
Is that the one that I have that I was we were talking about last night?
I think so. Let's see. Well, it's another nutrient that we need, a mineral. Not a mineral. Let's see. But all of this, when we send the notes out, you can gather a lot of this off of Dr. Hoxie's website.
But Dr. Whose?
The last name is Hotze.
Okay.
It looks like it's pronounced Hoxie, but it's Hoxie.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. I'm trying to remember what else you can block that.
That conversion from T4 to T3 is. You looking for what blocks the conversion, Nancy?
Yes, I'm trying to think. Maybe it's vitamin D. If we don't have enough vitamin D, I'm not sure. But there are a lot of factors that can play into causing these things not to work. So it's sometimes it takes a while to get everything tweaked in order. But then when you get it right, you just have all this energy and the body feels good. You wake up feeling refreshed, not like you. Because a lot of times they will ask, how do you feel when you get up in the morning? You feel like you have paid out, even though it, you know, if they're able to sleep the full night. And a lot of them will say, no, I don't feel like I have. And that's where it causes these problems, is you don't. But when you get everything right, you just wake up in the morning feeling good, ready to meet the day, and you have the right amount of energy and all of that.
Wow, thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
You are an amazing source of information. And I'm talking to her before. She already has a lot of this information, so she's able to know when they're blowing hot air or what, I think. So it's really helpful. You're very helpful there, Nancy. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And it's time for us to get on. Pardon me?
Most of you out there in that Washington area, you have access to Dr. Wright's clinic, so I assume they do everything the proper way. So
as far as I can tell, they do, yes. And they really work with you. If I were a little bit more getting in there and finding out and reporting back like my doctor asked me, I probably would be doing a lot better. And that's the Tahoma Clinic. I'm sure all of you in this area know that, though. So, okay, thank you.
If they need to add a little more T3, there is a product that is a pharmacy. It's called Cytomel, C-I-T-A-M-E-L maybe. I'm not sure of the proper spelling. But they can add a little bit of that, which is only a T3 product. So they can do that, or if you're working with a compounded pharmacy, then they can compound that T3. And that just, if you can't get the right mixture in with that armor the way it naturally comes, then they can supplement and add a little bit of T3 to it. But the key is that T3 is the active part that actually reaches the cell and gives the cells energy, and that's why we feel the difference. So that's the main thing to look for, is the right amount of T3.
If T3 is the active part, what's the armor part?
Well, the armor has both the T3 and T4, but the T4, it cannot stand alone. I mean, it needs to be converted into that T3 to move it out of the bloodstream into the cells. If it never reaches, if it's bound up by protein in the blood, then it cannot leave the blood and reach the cells. That's why if the doctor is only looking at your blood work results, he'll say, well, you have enough, you know, your numbers are fine on this blood work, so you don't need any more, or maybe they'll even tell you you don't need thyroid at all, any supplementation, and because they're looking at the blood work, well, that's not where
that's why you have it. It stays in the blood, and then it can't go into the cells, and so they see we have a lot in the blood.
Right.
Bingo.
And if it gets bound by those
protein.
You can also request at the time that you have your blood work drawn, ask them to do an antiglobulin. I think that's what it's called, antiglobulin test. And that will determine whether you have that Hashimoto's thyroiditis.
Okay, so if we're eating too much protein, it causes to have too much protein in the blood?
It's a certain, I'm not real clear on how that protein, it's a protein-binding globulin. I think that's the proper word.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's something that just doesn't allow it keeps it bound up in the blood and not allowing it to be converted.
It's not that simple, Ruth, that you can just stop eating all protein, because your body makes protein molecules. DNA. So, you can't, it's not a single bullet, it's a whole system interacting.
Okay. Yeah, it's not from getting too much. And a lot of times we don't get, especially as seniors, we don't get enough of the protein.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another issue that where because we need the protein for a number of things that take place in the body. So even for vegetarians, if they are not getting enough from their plant source, it can throw a lot of things out of balance in the body.
Yeah. The cell walls, the wall of every cell in your body is made out of protein molecules. That's how much you need protein, I mean, among other things.
For the endothelial lining of each cell, and, of course, in the cardiovascular area, that's where we really need that endothelial lining to be strong and firm and all. But if we don't get enough of the protein.
And that might be phrased also, or absorb, digest and absorb it.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there we go back to those enzymes that are wonderful products from Neekin for the digestive enzymes to help us be able to absorb all of that and digest our food properly and get it broken down.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, thanks.
Thanks, Nancy.